Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today on the show, bread recipes for bakers on their last nerve. But first, a crush of cars and trucks, flags waving, horns honking, crowded into the streets in front of Michigan's Capitol today. The group was there to show displeasure with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order to slow the spread of COVID-19. Some of the protesters spilled out onto the sidewalks and others stayed in their vehicles. In a display so densely packed, one ambulance slowed to a crawl to get through. The protest, called Operation Gridlock, was organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition. A number of online groups have sprung up with similar views. More than 1,700 Michigan residents have died to date from virus-related complications. Abigail Sensky covers politics and government for WKAR in Lansing, and she was at the protest. Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
Can you describe the density of the crowd for us?
Yeah, so there are about at least over 100 in front of the main entrance to the Capitol right now. People actually outside of cars on the sidewalk, and then cars are stretched on every single block around the Capitol for as far as the eye can see. And there's at least 200 people outside of their cars.
Of 100 people standing on the sidewalk in front of the Capitol, are they spaced out at all?
Spaced out maybe a little more than usual, but definitely not 6 feet for a lot of the people.
Are many wearing masks or other protective gear?
Almost no one has been wearing masks out here. There are a few people wearing N95s and some surgical or homemade masks, but I would say the majority of the crowd in and outside of their cars are not wearing any form of face covering.
You know, from social media, it looked as though the crowd included some just plain folks, maybe landscapers who'd like to get back to work, and also some others who were open carrying or wearing fatigues, saw a few Confederate flags thrown in there. And the white supremacist group Michigan Proud Boys was on site. The crowd looked mostly male and pretty overwhelmingly white. Does that check out with what you're seeing?
Yeah, right now I'm standing on the Capitol grounds facing the Capitol building itself. There's a lot of don't tread on me flags with gentlemen with guns slung over their shoulders, as well as wearing camo patterns or fatigues. And there's a lot of Trump flags and Keep America Great flags mixed into the bunch, and, you know, dozens of American flags as well.
COVID-19 has disproportionately affected the city of Detroit, and especially African Americans. Are you seeing any people of color at this protest today?
I would say that 98% of the people that I've seen are white or white passing individuals. I have hardly seen any people of color or black people out here today.
What are the protesters saying they want to happen?
So a lot of the protesters that I've spoken with are saying that they want exemptions made, whether it's based on industry. I talked to a pet groomer who wanted to allow curbside service for pet grooming. She said she would adhere to social distancing guidelines, wear gloves and masks, but she's from an area of Michigan that has almost no cases, and she told me she has nurse friends who are actually being sent home because they don't have that surge of patients in their hospitals that we're seeing in other areas of the state that have been heavily affected by this outbreak. So she's asking for regional or industry-based exemptions, and that stands true with, you know, what a lot of people have been saying out here.
Did you talk to any of them about the health threat?
Yes, I've brought that up with everyone that I've been interviewing. If they're worried about coming to a protest like this, where people are frankly coming from all over the state and not many people are adhering to social distancing guidelines or wearing masks. And the people that I've talked to said, you know, they're not worried about it. They're taking the precautions that they think will protect them and that are necessary for them, but they're not worried about spreading COVID-19.
Has anybody come out from the Capitol to talk to them?
There are Capitol Police riding around on the bikes, just monitoring the situation. And I know some of the representatives or staffers, at least from inside of the Capitol, were waving American flags out of open Capitol windows on the first floor earlier. but nobody really has come out to talk to them that I've seen.
Has there been any response from Governor Whitmer's office about these protests today?
I saw a couple of members of the governor's office out taking photos of the crowds, and I know the governor plans to speak at 3 p.m. I imagine she'll address the protest then, but not that I've seen, at least while I've been out here.
Abby, it sounds like things are still going full tilt, judging from the sounds in the background. And I believe the protest got organized relatively early this morning. Has anyone you've talked to said anything about how long they intend to keep trying to get their message out there?
Yeah, this protest was planned to go on until at least 2 or 3 this afternoon. Judging by how far cars are stretched away from the Capitol, it will take these cars a long time to get out of Lansing. Many of the cars that I've seen since I got here at around 10:45 this morning are still parked in the same place. So there's not really much movement of the traffic itself. There's just a lot of honking horns, people standing on the roofs of their cars and not moving at all.
Well, they did call it Operation Gridlock.
Yes.
Have you been able to tell if there's anybody just trying to go about their business in Lansing today, trying to get through the crowd?
Yeah, I've seen a few people out on walks wearing masks, as well as a few dog walkers. There appeared to be some workers at City Hall, but most of the people who are out who are not presenting in the protest are media covering the protest itself.
Abby, the Capitol building isn't that far from Sparrow Health Systems Hospital. Do you know anything about how its operations are doing amid all the traffic?
Yeah, so I just spoke with a communications officer for Sparrow Hospital, and he said they're working with the Lansing Police Department to make sure staff get into the entrances. They weren't anticipating this level of traffic. Sparrow Hospital is about a quarter mile away from the hospital, and people are still able to get in, but they are needing assistance from the LPD to make sure their staff get into the hospital itself.
Was there anything else you noticed about the crowd or what's going on down there today?
I just think that the number of people out here not wearing masks is particularly striking. I was here when the legislature voted not to extend the governor's stay-at-home or emergency powers the full 70 days last week, and that was the most people that I'd seen in a month. But this, by comparison, so compared to the legislative session, this is the most people that I've seen around in more than a month, where people, you know, not like in the grocery stores where people are wearing masks and keeping far apart. People are walking closely here, chatting to people outside of their households and walking around without masks or gloves on. And that's really a stark image to see after most Michiganders have been at home or social distancing for almost a month now.
Abigail Sensky covers politics and government for radio station WKAR. Abby, thank you so much.
Of course.
We should note that there's another protest action happening in Michigan today. Down the road in Ann Arbor, healthcare workers from Michigan Medicine are joining a nationwide sweep of protests over conditions that nurses, doctors, and patients are forced to deal with amid the lack of equipment and resources. For weeks now, medical staff the world over have begged citizens to stay home and help to flatten the curve of COVID-19 positive cases.